Task 1. You will hear a conversation between a girl, Holly, and a boy, Max, about having a party. Listen and decide if each sentence 1 to 10 is correct or incorrect. You will hear the conversation twice.
So, what have you decided about your birthday party, Max?
Not much, Holly. To be honest, I haven't thought about it at all.
Well, it's getting close, so you need to send out the invitations soon. By this Friday, really, to give people time to reply.
I don't really know who to invite. My school friends, of course, and Mark, Jack and Sean.
And Tilly and her sister?
Yes, and Alicia. I hope she'll be there. But I'd prefer not to have a huge number of guests.
20?
Not that many, if possible. It's only a small flat, and I only really want my close friends there anyway.
I can understand that.
Even so, some of them won't know each other. My friends from round here aren't the same kind of people as the ones from school. They like different things, really.
Well, that should make the party more fun.
Maybe. But it'll make it harder to choose music that everyone likes. I'll have to go down to the supermarket and buy some different kinds of music to keep everyone happy.
If I were you, I'd make my own CD. You've got some great music on your computer, and you could put lots of different things on it.
That's true, though not everyone will want to dance or listen to music all the time. Maybe I should put a DVD on in another room.
Not if it's just any old movie. That would be like watching TV at home.
No, I was thinking of getting a new film that most people haven't seen yet.
That's a good idea. There are sure to be some who'll want to watch it.
Right.
So the only thing left to decide, I think, is which day to have the party.
It's got to be a weekend, so not the Thursday. Saturday would be best, I think.
I agree the weekend's best, but the problem is that lots of people will be away on the Saturday. Perhaps you should have it on the Friday.
I don't know.
I don't think Alicia can come on the Saturday.
All right, then. I'll have it the day before.
I thought you might.
Now listen again.
So, what have you decided about your birthday party, Max?
Not much, Holly. To be honest, I haven't thought about it at all.
Well, it's getting close, so you need to send out the invitations soon. By this Friday, really, to give people time to reply.
I don't really know who to invite. My school friends, of course, and Mark, Jack and Sean.
And Tilly and her sister?
Yes, and Alicia. I hope she'll be there. But I'd prefer not to have a huge number of guests.
20?
Not that many, if possible. It's only a small flat, and I only really want my close friends there anyway.
I can understand that.
Even so, some of them won't know each other. My friends from round here aren't the same kind of people as the ones from school. They like different things, really.
Well, that should make the party more fun.
Maybe. But it'll make it harder to choose music that everyone likes. I'll have to go down to the supermarket and buy some different kinds of music to keep everyone happy.
If I were you, I'd make my own CD. You've got some great music on your computer, and you could put lots of different things on it.
That's true. Though not everyone will want to dance or listen to music all the time. Maybe I should put a DVD on in another room.
Not if it's just any old movie. That would be like watching TV at home.
No, I was thinking of getting a new film that most people haven't seen yet.
That's a good idea. There are sure to be some who'll want to watch it.
Right.
So the only thing left to decide, I think, is which day to have the party.
It's got to be a weekend, so not the Thursday. Saturday would be best, I think.
I agree the weekend's best, but the problem is that lots of people will be away on the Saturday. Perhaps you should have it on the Friday.
I don't know.
I don't think Alicia can come on the Saturday.
All right, then. I'll have it the day before.
I thought you might.
Now you will have a minute to transfer your answers into the answer sheet. Task 2. You will hear a teacher telling the class about a school trip. For each question, 8 to 14 fill in the missing information in the numbered space. Look at questions 8 to 14 now. You have 20 seconds. You will hear the conversation twice.
Listen, everybody. I'm going to give you some important information about our trip to the capital on Friday. Firstly, the coach is coming to pick us up from school, and we leave at 9:15. But don't wait outside the main gate, even if you see the coach waiting there. Come to the classroom first, because I need to take the register before we leave, to make sure everyone's here, okay? Lunch is provided, so don't bring your own food. You'll each get a sandwich, either meat, egg, or cheese. You can choose. Plus some chocolate and a piece of fruit. But you do need to bring a drink, so don't forget to tell your parents that. When we get to the capital, the coach drops us at the sports stadium where there's a big coach park. From there, we'll walk to the Transport Museum, which is our first visit. After that, it's on to the Natural History Museum. In the afternoon, we're going to the National Concert Hall, but not to see a concert or dancing, because the event that's on is actually not a musical show at all. It's a fashion show. When it's finished, a famous clothes designer will tell us about her work. At the concert hall, there's a large souvenir shop where you can buy presents for your families. Be careful, though. The books and games are expensive, but the postcards are very good value. You'll have about 15 minutes to look around. Now, remember the coach will go at 5:30. So we have to leave the shop at 5 o'clock at the latest to walk back to the coach park together. Tell your parents we'll be back at school here by 7:15, OK? So, I think that's all I need to tell you.
Now listen again.
Listen, everybody. I'm going to give you some important information about our trip to the capital on Friday. Firstly, the coach is coming to pick us up from school, and we leave at 9:15. But don't wait outside the main gate, even if you see the coach waiting there. Come to the classroom first, because I need to take the register before we leave to make sure everyone's here, OK? Lunch is provided, so don't bring your own food. You'll each get a sandwich, either meat, egg or cheese. You can choose. Plus some chocolate and a piece of fruit. But you do need to bring a drink, so don't forget to tell your parents that. When we get to the capital, the coach drops us at the sports stadium where there's a big coach park. From there, we'll walk to the Transport Museum, which is our first visit. After that, it's on to the Natural History Museum. In the afternoon, we're going to the National Concert Hall, but not to see a concert or dancing, because the event that's on is actually not a musical show at all. It's a fashion show. When it's finished, a famous clothes designer will tell us about her work. At the concert hall, there's a large souvenir shop where you can buy presents for your families. Be careful, though. The books and games are expensive, but the postcards are very good value. You'll have about 15 minutes to look around. Now, remember the coach will go at 5:30, so we have to leave the shop at 5 o'clock at the latest to walk back to the coach park together. Tell your parents we'll be back at school here by 7:15, OK? So, I think that's all I need to tell you.
This is the end of the listening comprehension section of the test. Now you will have a minute to transfer your answers into the answer sheet.